Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the roll call, mark that Katie is gone. Everybody else is here?
She's excused.
Okay. All right.
This time.
Public comment. This period is devoted to the comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council majority. Okay, not seeing any of that. We're going to go approval of the minutes of May 28th, 2019.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the agenda for July 30th, 2019. Hold, combine, delete any items.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crimes concerns. For discussion only.
Good evening, everybody. Sergeant Jeff Dean of Metro. As far as crime and statistics go, doing great. Other just general news, side by side I've been talking about forever, is finally here.
Yay!
Got delivered last week. It's getting retrofitted with lights and sirens and radios, and I'm hoping to have it out and operational by Labor Day. So that's the good news. But as far as crime trends and stuff, there's not a whole lot going on at Good Springs. Did anyone have any concerns, questions that they'd like to ask as far as that's concerned? Mm-hmm. All right. You know, I'll be around after the meeting, so you can always talk to me about issues.
Thank you.
I receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding update OHV, designated trail, mile marker on SRs 161, and other updates from the Clark County.
I really don't have much right now. Our designated trail, we had asked NDOT for the right-of-way from Sandy Valley Road to into town. And they pushed back and said that they don't want to do it that way, so we're going to have to take it up to the next level and ask for the commissioner to meet with somebody so we can discuss that. So it's not dead, just a bump. Mile markers on 161, I have reached out to NDOT again and still have not received anything back. So I imagine we're low priority from what I heard from them before. They were starting with new roads and then working backwards, so it may be a while before we get them, but hopefully we'll I'll get an update on that. And I don't think I have anything else unless there's any questions for me.
Nope.
Oh, do you have any idea what the yellow flags are on the beginning of the Hall Road?
No, Jerry just told me about that yesterday, and I just got back from vacation last night.
Okay. So you know nothing?
I know nothing.
Okay.
We do maintain that road, so I don't know if it's something for us, but I'll find out.
I saw a surveyor truck there. I don't remember what the company was, but...
Is that what the gas lines are? Is that what...
Well, you know, I don't know.
If it were us doing something, we wouldn't be out surveying. We'd
right.
probably just be working on it.
Right.
So I don't know, but I can find out.
Okay.
Quiet. Oh, thank you. Moving on to planning and zoning. Nothing there. General business. Nothing there. And then we got comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. If applicable, clearly state the name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member or board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair, board, council, by majority vote. Who would like to go first?
Well, might be Steve.
I will, I guess, if nobody else is going. I just want to... Steve Fleming, 130 Pacific, Fleming. Just wanted to give you guys an update on at least where the OHB designated area still stands as far as, unless Megan knows any different, that land bill is still in the congressional delegation.
Correct.
And Tom and I met with Michael Venuzzi, who's the liaison for Congresswoman Lee, and I've met with a couple of other commissioners, and there's still a chance that we could actually be able to have a voice. But what we need to do is actually, I brought some contacts. They're all available from, of course, the online for each of the congresswomen or men and senators. 60 votes or 70 votes is a significant number to these elected officials, especially the congresswomen and men, because they're coming up already. You know, they have only a 2-year term. So if we just send them a little note saying, I'm one of the 60 residents of Good Springs that signed a, whether we call it a petition or a letter, just asking for a review of the designated OHB area. And we had no representation when it was designated that way, and we feel that it's appropriate that it be modified. If it's modified, and this is what I talked with about before, and basically you've seen this before, this is the map of the designated OHB area. This is 161 coming into Good Springs. The first map that we saw, Chris and I, Good Springs wasn't even on the map. So they kind of ignored us. The motivation for a designated area, we've always wanted one because it kind of gives us a chance to say, you know, you don't have to come right through our town. You can. There are some designated areas. The problem is that they decided, of course, that they didn't want the OHB still down in the Gene area where they've been for a lot of years, where all the races take place. Because, as we were told in another meeting, that they were wanted to hold a lot of that corridor, the I-15 corridor, for light industrial development in the future. Now, that really aggravates me that you would think that would be... So anyway, so if they close that area down, they wanted to give the OHB and guys an area to play. So they picked this. This is Prim down here. I know you've already seen it, Chris. You wanted to see it. But if they just took this little part off, and that's what I've been asking for with the other commissioners and congresswomen, is this kind of isolates us. It also gives an enforceable border for Metro or anybody to be able to say, there are trails in here, and those should stay. They're good trails that already are there, OHB trails. I use that trail to get to Crystal Pass. It's a great, great little trails. But if this becomes Marcy Henson, who's the head of air quality, told us, well, it won't become a rat race out there. But as soon as you say that, you know, and she knows that's the real possibility, because that's what happened at Nellis Dunes, the designated area on the north side of town. And if it happens in here and they say, well, actually you guys can't go in this area, it's totally unenforceable. I mean, there's no way. If you go to this We'd really like to go all the way past Paytable Mountain, but even if it was this area, it would be a livable situation, because then you have a kind of a physical barrier that says, okay, yes, you can use the trails through there, but it's not an open, run crazy area. Because I just went past Stoddard Wells 4 times in the last few weeks, going back and forth to Southern California. And it's unbelievable. Those hills along there all look like, or hill, you know, adjacent to town. And every time I drive up here and I look across at the side from, you know, basically, let's say the cemetery area, and that shouldn't happen to those little hills, okay? I mean, and the idea was they wanted to give them enough area. So if you took off even this little area, you still are providing 30,000 acres as designated OHV, designation as a designated OHV area. I've still not seen the definition that the OHV advisory committee has used for that, but we have been, you know, told, well, they won't, BLM will enforce it and make it not, those kind of areas not happen.
So how can we help?
Just send a note. Like Lena said, I'll leave these up here. These are just contacts. The Senate, senators, and Congress people. Basically, it's just an email, a short email. It only even Emily says, I'm one of 60 residents of Good Springs that feel that this area should be modified for our future. There's one of each. There's one of the senators, and then there's that has one of the congresswomen.
Dr. Fuller, we're gonna cut it off for the
perfect.
And can they come talk to you after the meeting?
Absolutely.
With any questions? Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Do we have any other comments?
I have a comment. It's going to be we have another craft fair coming in November on the, one moment.
Wait for
it. The 9th. We don't specifically have a time yet.
August 9th?
Yep. No, November 9th. Right before Christmas. Oh. You want your Christmas presents. Last time we had it from 10 to 2, which it'll probably be the same.
It'll be the same.
Okay, from 10 to 2.
Also, we're getting into the monsoon season, so if you see lightning, if you can, if you see any, look for smoke specifically, because what we have is dry lightning coming over, and we don't get the rain. So the faster we can get to it, then it doesn't become a problem. And it was really wet this year, so as you can see out there, you're seeing there was a lot of growth. So it's definitely concerning. So,
and best thing, just call 911.
Yeah.
Because we have to be dispatched out of a 911 call. So great to call me, but you better call 911.
Yeah. Back to the fair. Mm-hmm. Star 25 again?
I believe, yes.
What?
Booths 25.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 25.
Yes.
All right, seeing no other comments, next meeting's going to be August 27th, 2019. Meeting's adjourned.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Don't say anything.
Oh, my goodness.